it is a concern. One of the, you know, main things that separates alcohol impairment with potential cannabis impairment is the ease at which we can ascertain that level of impairment with our standardized field sobriety testing, the very unique and recognizable odor of an alcoholic beverage, where cannabis, depending, of course, the odor of the plant itself and the odor of it burning is very unique and potent, you know, you can be under the influence and still not have those as obvious outward signs. Of course, you know, field sobriety testing can still be used, and luckily we have a drug recognition expert, trained deputy, who has received very extensive specialized training in being able to recognize drug impairment and being able to identify the specific drug that's causing the impairment. So I'm sure we'll be using his expertise in greater amounts, but as everything with law enforcement and the laws, you know, things are constantly changing, and we must, as law enforcement officers, evolve to those changes and learn the new requirements and be able to, you know, effectively administer that law in the real world. So there is concern there for sure, but hopefully we can, you know, figure out what exactly the new laws mean in real life and be able to implement them in an effective way.